I'm showing my white spot.
There you go, you're on the right way. Cover up by side. Let's make a quick stick on what we learnt yesterday. Oh no, my shoelace snapped. That was a shower yesterday. Oh no, my shoelace snaps. What was the case over there? So we started off with the Gemara there about someone who's got a pillow or a quilt or whatever it is, and the feathers haven't been put in yet. So we said that's also due on Shabbos. That's called Makor Patish. Person puts it together, he's making a unit, that is problematic with some Makor Patish. That making is it's a very loose binding, it's not firm, but since it's the first time that's being made, that was also as Makor Patish. So we said, Huadin, Shulchan Aruch said because of this, that a person, let's say a shoelace snapped, so he goes to get a new shoelace, and he wants to put it into his shoe, that is a problem. Because for this shoelace, it's never been in this shoe before. So you're now completing this shoe with this shoelace. You're now making it into one item. That is also to do on Shabbos. So someone's shoelace snaps, and he's got no other shoelace but a brand new one. To put that in on Shabbos is a problem. Huadin, we said, l'chayra, things that come out easily, let's say the shoelace came out. Let's say a little Moshe was playing with a shoe, and he pulled the shoelace out. Now that shoelace has been in this shoe before. To put it back in the shoe, we said, yes, it was put in. That's arrived from the case with the pillow. The feathers come out, to put it back in again is allowed. That's what we said yesterday. So who are then? We gave a few examples like this. For example, what else do we say? We said, for example, feathers out of a cushion. We said if a chair falls over the model, some of these chairs have got very loose seats. If the seat comes out, you can put that back in on Shabbos. That's the problem. A firm attachment is the problem. Just looking today again, remember we spoke about it a long time ago. This, the marshal, for example, this rubber here, to put this on Shabbos for the first time is a problem. Even if it's not the first time it comes off, that is a very firm attachment. That's much worse. We're talking about loose attachments, yeah? Which comes off easily. This, which is stuck on, is very hard to get off. I'm not going to try. You can get it off. It's not meant to come off. It's hard to get off.
It was a shoelace,
wasn't it? No, shoelace is just pull it. I mean, the nice thing to put that is not. It's much easier. It's not. Yeah, if it's not a proper chibur, that's a much weaker chibur. That connection is much, much weaker. So that's the case. And let's say about shoelace. The maestro, we gave yesterday, we finished off with some eights about shoelace. What does one do? Someone's shoelace snapped. He's got a lot of shoelaces. So we brought yesterday from some posse, which is a bit chiddish, the maestro. They time that our shoes nowadays are different. I find that chiddish. I don't really understand. They say that our shoes you can walk with still, even though you've got no shoelace in. In the olden days, you could never walk without a shoelace. I find it a bit chiddish. It's a bit chiddish, right, sir? Right, the pastor for the poskim is it's a problem. If a shoelace comes out, it's a problem to reinsert. It's a problem to put a new one in on Shabbos. That is the problem. The tircha. Then we said another chiddish in the chiddish of Yoachim. I just saw it today quoted by quite a few poskim, actually. This was a chiddish, actually, also yesterday. Someone's got a summer coat and a raincoat. The summer coat changes into a raincoat. It's a summer coat. But in the winter, he puts a hood on it. He attaches the hood onto it. So on that, the Chalkas Yaakov says that to do that in the winter is a problem because the whole summer it's been without this hood, and now you're putting it on, even though it was once before like that, but since it's like a new tsuri, you're now completing the article, that is a problem. So he said, Huadin Lachaira, that's a chiddish already, yeah? That's a chiddish because of the rice, that the tsura passes is all right, Moshe. That's passes, that's okay. A raincoat, though, the marshal, you bought a brand new raincoat, and the belt wasn't on. The belt was not on the raincoat. So in that case, to put the belt in the raincoat, that makes the surah nice, that is a problem. Normal belt in trousers, we said, there's no problem, Isaac, because the trousers are good without the belt. It's not making a thing. That's what's up. So just come back to finish off what we said. So the maestro, what happens if someone's shoelace tucker stacks on Shabbos? He's stuck. Oh, so we said a few eights. So I looked at what you said simply yesterday, today a bit actually. I wasn't so happy. I've got a few eights. Eights number one is if someone started putting a shoelace in the shoe on Erev Shabbos, or Shlomo Zalman says, he started on Erev Shabbos, he put, let's say, two holes. How many holes you got in there? You've got four side holes. If you started putting in on Erev Shabbos, Shlomo Zalman says, to finish it off is allowed. Because it's already partly that. Suppose you could use the shoe with that little bit that's been done, that's okay. So that's eights number one. What? The shoe on Friday afternoon, a minute, 5 before Shabbos,
first time
the shoelace snapped. The shoelace snapped, finished, gone. It's been in, it's gone. The shoelace is useless. So you don't get a new shoelace, and on Friday afternoon you start slotting it into the shoe.
What
was it called? Once started putting the shoelace in the shoe, and he didn't manage to finish it. Don't know how much of it. Yeah, we're talking about more than one hole. Yeah. That's number one. And then number two, we said another chiddush, if a person wouldn't leave it as it was. So the mosh, let's say for example, a person puts a new shoelace on Shabbos, but he puts in the top two holes. Now that will help the shoe close, but it's not very good. He's not going to leave it like that. Obviously, after Shabbos, he'll undo the shoelace and he'll put it in properly. That is good because that's not a permanent fixture. You've not completed the keli there because it's clear you're not going to leave it like that. Then we said our third eitzah was a person puts a pink shoelace in a black shoe. Now, no normal person is going to leave a pink shoelace in a black shoe. I mean, it could be in today's world, you're right, might be different. But generally speaking, a person won't leave a pink shoelace in a black shoe. And therefore, that is understood. It's not meant to be there as a fixture. It's not meant to be there. And therefore, that is mutter to do. You can do all the holes in that case. Yeah, you can put all the holes in that case. That's also okay. Different kind of shoelace. The last eights I found a chiddush, actually. So you better sit down for this. Well, chiddush. He said, what about if I borrow a shoelace from you? For a temporary loan, for till the Motzah Shabbos. That's the rumors of Franz. I found that Chiddush. He says, that's also okay, because since I'm not going to keep it in the shoe, I'm going to give it back after. That's a Chiddush already. In that case, it's a Chiddush, because nice, you couldn't leave it. Most people now in the shoe's got no value whatsoever. So in Mistama, hopefully the friend would say, I can keep it there. So that's already a Chiddush to say that the Maisa, that's good enough. But that's another Eitzah. Okay, that's halacha number one. Now, coming to today's topic, shaving down a thermometer. We said before that in Makor Patish, any reassembly which can be done easily is not an action of Makor Patish. I mean, some which couldn't work, had a shoe, they said it came out, to put it back in again, the same shoe. Again, I must stress this. This heter only works for the same shoe. Yeah? If the shoelace came out, he's got a black lace and a black shoe, and that shoelace got pulled out, he can put it back in the same shoe. You may not put it back in another shoe. It has to be in this unit it was once together. Then you can put it back to make a new setting, even though the shoelace was in another shoe, and this shoe also once had a shoelace, to bring the two things together you can't do. So it has to be, the only way you can bring it back together is if a person brings the same shoelace in the same shoe.
Well, like you said, it's not permanent.
Yeah, but what's the shoe?
Not, shoelace on you in this shoe.
But that's not, first of all, you have to know what means not permanent. What? Because you're going to try.
You're going to buy a new set after Shabbos.
Yeah, but that doesn't help. Most people might leave it. It's very likely you might leave it there. An old black pair of shoes, I don't know what, let's say, if I borrow your shoelace, for example, there's no reason why I should go back to you after Shabbos, I don't think. I mean, you're Michael, you don't care about it. Even though it's a weekday shoe and a Shabbos shoe, but if I have a passage, leave it there. Why should I take it out?
Shoelaces are expensive.
What? What do you call expensive? What? Pound? How much it cost?
Small than Shabbos.
Yeah, but you're not going to charge. I don't need to go and take your shoes.
It's not without shabbies.
Well, how much does it cost a shoelace? You could buy in a pound shop 10 shoelaces for a pound. How much does a shoelace cost? Absolutely, a pound. What? What is five? I don't think it's not worth a tirka. I think it's worth a tirka. Have you ever heard of anyone changing a shoelace? If I borrow your shoelace on Shabbos, like change the shoelace for once? I don't think so. I'm not sure. I don't know. It's a chiddush. I find a chiddush. I don't know. You change the shoelace. Possibly. Okay, so now, Lamosh, the things that can be easily done is not called a tikkun. So, Lamosh, there's an interesting shayla over here. What happens if I've got a safer and I close it? Shabbos, I want to open the safer and I see that the two pages are stuck together. There's a piece of food that has sticky and it's made the pages stick together. Can I open that page? Now, you're going to tell me I can't open it. Why are you telling me I can't open that page? Because you're thinking about another malacha.
You said it was
my question. Oh, well, I said it might be Shabbos, Kosher, or Moichel. When's that relevant, if what?
When it's on the page, you want to strip off.
Which part of the page is it on?
It's on the letter.
It's on a letter. That's a problem if you've got, let's say, a piece of sticky food, which is over the letter, and you can't read the letter anymore. That was a chiddush from the Bach. The Bach says to take that right, to take that sticky food off, is now you're revealing that letter, that's either kosher or moichel, shadow what it is, but that's the thing. If you've got a sticky piece of food on the side of the margin, not over any letter, and it's closed, and now I want to open the thing, you know what happens, the normal thing is that page point I want to open. I want to get to that page. Can I open that page? Can I separate that page? Is that makor patish? Is that my now completing the article? What?
It's not stuck, the pages aren't stuck.
Oh, he's quite right. Sometimes you buy a brand new safer. It's quite, that's much worse, that case. You buy a brand new safer sometimes, and the paper's not been cut properly. So some of the pages are the fold has not been cut. The pages are still stuck together. That's mamish makor patish, that. That is completing that safer. That means that safer as it is not usable. It's never been a complete safer. That is the problem to, what do you call it, to slice off that thing. You take a ruler, whatever it is, to start a knife or a kitchen knife, and you slice it. That's the type of problem. I'm talking about the book was fine beforehand. It was an open, it was a proper book. Later it became stuck together. You got something which stuck it together. So now, are you allowed to unstick it? So now the apostle says, no problem, you're allowed to do that tackle. That's not a problem of Makabah Patish, because first of all, it's a very simple removal. The Kali was once usable as it was, therefore that's not called Makabah Patish. Hu'adin, something which is normal to do, this is also an interesting point that's over here, which is, it's a normal way of using the item. You use it, and when you finish, you do something to it. Like, for example, there's a thermometer. Most people, or a lot of people, what they do is they use a thermometer, I'm talking about the old-fashioned ones, not the electric ones, the old-fashioned thermometer which got mercury in it. When a person finishes with the thermometer, now let's say the person has very high temperature. It's got high temperature, so the mercury, the line's gone up. It's not now. Can you shake it down again to reuse it?
So you shake it before you use it
or after you use it? What do you mean? You can do either one. I don't mind. Whatever. Either before you use it or after you use it.
You don't shake it after you use it.
Some people like to get it back to normal after you use it. You're right, that makes a difference. It depends. Let's see if you can use it. It makes no chilek, actually. Let's say a person wants to use this thermometer, and he takes the thermometer, and he says, oh, you've got volts on 13, it's 42. The last person put in a cup of tea beforehand, he wanted to have a very high temperature, so he put in a nice hot tea, make it 42, and it's very high. Now, the thing is, that thermometer is useless now. Is there a problem now for me to shake it down, get it back to the normal, 37.5, and then use it?
No,
it's a kayoma. Makabah Patish, who says that to be shal kayoma? Where are you coming from? Makabah Patish has to be shal kayoma.
The food is stuck in the safer. But once the safer is open, now it's stuck, you're allowed to release it again. Why? Because once it was once open.
Yeah, there's an easy tickle this, yeah?
It's an
easy tickle. Oh, that's what I'm saying. That's why it comes in the same share. Because it's the same thing. Really, that's a very similar thing to the food. It's, the thermometer was good once upon a time. It's now stuck together, it's now gone up. No, you can't say there's something wrong with the thermometer. There's nothing wrong with the thermometer. That's the normal way of usage, actually, yeah? And therefore, to shake it down again is not a problem. He's quite right when he says Moti. That means if a person uses a thermometer on Shabbos, for example, and it's quite late, now, to shake it down now, and he knows he's not going to use it on Shabbos, that's like a problem. That's probably a Shabbat Chonah. But if... Room temperature might be very high. I don't know what room temperature is. It's a very hot house. Could be, I don't know. Could be. All right, this you can discuss later, my friend, whether this is called repairing or not. It's a good shayla. The next shayla, now this you have to hold on tight for, Rabbi. I never thought this was a shayla, actually. But let's say, for example, someone's got a clock like this on the wall. So, are you allowed to take the clock off the wall on Shabbos?
Take it off.
That clock is showing the wrong time. I don't know what time it is. 10:40 now. That clock is showing, let's say, 11:20. Can I take that clock off the wall and adjust the time?
Adjusting.
Well, during the week, there's no Shabbos. Hopefully. Unless you have other problems, but during the week, there's no Shabbos. The Shabbos is on Shabbos itself. Am I allowed to take that clock off the wall? So he's quite right. Simple. First shot is at boxes. So we said this last time. If a person's not, the battery's boxed to the clock, that's nothing. I mean, you've got the digital watch, also got a battery tight. And I said, the battery is not a problem of moxa. The only problem that is the problem is it miyachad mokum? Is that called a designated place? There may be possible that's not a problem, and therefore there's no problem of moxa. Now, what do you say about this? Is there a problem to change the time of the clock? Yeah. Now, 1 minute. I'm not talking about an electrical clock, obviously, because you're making, I don't know what you're doing, electrical things, currents going through, that's the time. I'm talking about a battery clock. You just want to change the time. You want the time is wrong, and you want the time to be right. It's not good to have a clock in the house which is telling the wrong time. People are going to get wrong things right. Is it wrong to adjust it?
It's working.
What?
It's working. It's not
wrong to do. Oh, so the master clock's working, yeah? It's just showing the wrong time.
You have to pull the handle, the wire out. By doing that, you stop
it working. I know what clock you've got. You're right. If that's the if he's right, if when you have to change the time, you're going to stop the mechanics working and the clock stops, and then when you releasing it's going to work again, that's the problem. That's like right. Let's say you've got a clock which doesn't happen. That doesn't happen, yeah? A lot of clocks, I think, just turn by itself. A lot of clocks are not like that. I know the clock will change. What?
A clock is watching.
What?
A clock is
Yeah, watch that. My clock is well. You change from the summertime and wintertime watch. You just change the dial. Move the dial. I have to do that. So that's an interesting shine, right? So really, it can be. That's not a marker of patterns. You're not fixing the KD. The KD is understood. It sometimes tells the wrong time. It's not showing the KD. There's nothing wrong with the KD. And therefore, it's not really marker of patterns. However, many posthumes say it's dangerous. Once you start interfering with these clocks, you make yourself into trouble. Therefore, the minig in Klal Yisrael generally is not to interfere with clocks like this, unless it's for a mitzvah purpose. That means the person's in his bedroom, Oshel, he's only got one clock in his bedroom, and he needs to know what time Shachar is tomorrow morning. He needs to know what time to get up. And it's very awkward for him to go down. It's a mitzvah purpose. He needs to know what time it is, for example, yeah? In such a case there, the apostles say one can rely on this opinion that moving a clock is not a problem of Makkah Patish, and therefore one may adjust it on Shabbos, as that one has to do.
Setting the alarm.
Setting the alarm is another Shabbos. Shabbos Shmos Kov come to Shabbos Shem, hopefully. That's another thing. Sorry?
The part about setting it, besides the problem of making it go on
Shabbos. The problem?
The problem of putting it to 7 o'clock, let's say.
What, the right time? Let's say this clock over here. Let's say this clock. You want to say there's no alarm there. Alarm clock is a bit of a shayla. That's a shayla Shmos Kov setting it for that. That could be different shayla attacker. You're quite right. That's also interesting, yeah. What else is there here? There's another thing. This is also a chiddush, actually. A pom-pom. A pom-pom, for example, that gets tangled together. Now, again, this thing over here, the pom-pom, was fine before Shabbos. Or once upon a time. It was a good pom-pom. Now it happens to be entangled. To disentangle it, the chira, is not a problem of Makkah Patish. So what's everyone going to ask me? This is why I had a bit of a problem with the marshal. What would you say about scissors that get tangled? Scissors get tangled. I have a very common thing, is actually scissors get tangled.
Not,
but they get tangled. The marshal, let's see over here. Okay, look over here. This is tangled here. Okay, it's very... What? Oh, so the shayla is, are you Yotze Mitzvah is tangled? That's a big shayla tangled. Because maybe it's not eight separate things, strings. That's a big question. We spoke about it as a kosher. So this is a shayla mishum ruin. That's not so posh. The ma'aser, many poskim say that on Shabbos, one shall not disentangle actually. Rather, because that way you're making a definite tikkun in the beged. Whereas, you can rely on what you're saying.
If you hold that, you're not
Oh, so the shayla is, do you rely on the ma'aser that, let's say, b'diyel, it might be all right. It might be all right b'diyel when it's tangled, but when you're separating it properly, you may make it even better, more mahudah. So the ma'aser, many poskim say that one should not disentangle like on Shabbos. That's where the minute comes from, checking always sits this before Shabbos, like on Shabbos. That's where it comes from, because of this thing that could be a problem, the ma'aser, on Shabbos itself. Interesting, I never found it.
Also
the knots, a few things you check for. You check for the knots and the threads. Those things that one should check for. It looks like Rosh Hashanah and others also say that ideally one should not disentangle it on Shabbos itself. One should leave it as it is. That's the best thing. The Moshul, I don't know if we mentioned this when we spoke about the Gezerah, sometimes we said that a person might do something which is also on Shabbos. The Moshul, a pot handle that becomes undone on Shabbos. That, Lechaira, is to tighten that on Shabbos, even semi-tight, is a problem because there's a Gezerah you might do it properly. So you have to know, all these things only are a mutter where there's no gezerah. The marshal, someone asked me a few weeks ago, is there a problem? The marshal, someone sat on his hat. So he wants to know, can he reshape his hat?
Yes.
On Shabbos. Now, my son, I hadn't learned these halachas yet, so I wasn't sure what to tell him. But now, after what we're learning now, that hat was a perfect hat beforehand. It's a very flimsy thing that's come undone. It's very easy to push it back into shape. That reshaping it is mutter. It's a very, very easy thing to do, and there was no worry. If Tucker, someone sat on a hat, and he's made a big crease, for example, along the hat, which is now needs to be ironed out, for example, to rectify it, to do that on Shabbos is a problem, Tucker. That's a major tikkun. That is not the same. But a simple reshaping of a hat, the model, someone sat on a hat, and the model, you can't walk in the street with it, it looks so funny. People are laughing at you. But it's a very simple mending feature. It was once a good hat. It's not really completely considered not a hat anymore. It's still a hat. It's a simple tikkun to do. That is much to do on Shabbos. Okay, everybody's saying.